Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been many years since my last confession.
Go on, my son.
I killed many, many men during the war. I have not been to Mass in 36 years. I have renounced my religion and my belief in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Let's start with the killings, my son. In service to your country during wartime, there is no sin in taking lives. You did your duty, as so many men did during World War II. And God fully understands that you were doing what you had to do for the good of many. Father Edward had consoled many men who killed in war.
It was Nicaragua, Father. That damned Nicaragua. And I enjoyed the killing of those specks. I loved feeling their lives come out of them when I choked and stabbed them to death. Shooting them was not as much fun, but I loved that too, Father.
The old man's voice had become clearer and seemed younger. You seem a bit too old for Nicaragua. Are you sure about this? There was concern in Father Edward's voice.
Oh, I'm sure of it, Father. You may remember the Deegan family from back in the day here at St. Martin's, Father. A good Irish family with a bunch of wee kids. Do you recall the name, Father?
Deegan. The old man said with the perfect Irish brogue. Now see here. What is the meaning of this? Is this your idea of a joke? Get out of my church this instant, O'Gorman said as he tried to open the compartment door to get back to the safety of the rectory. It was to no avail.
Sorry, Padre. You can't leave just yet. The door is locked, and it's just me and you over here.
The accent was now Bronx Italian ruffian.
What the... Who are you? What do you want?
Father O'Gorman was shaking like a leaf.
Just a few questions is all, Father.
The voice was that of a little boy.
What? What questions? My God, what do you want with me?
Answer the question, Father. The Deegans. Do you recall the name?
Again in the Irish brogue.
I do. Yes, I do.
They moved away many years ago, the priest said, his voice quivering.
Ah, yes, indeed they did. And you followed them now, didn't you? You followed them so that you could help save their souls from the divil himself. Now, didn't you, good Father Edward O'Gorman? Your own people. And they had that wee boy John, don't you remember? You insisted on calling him Sean, his true Gaelic name. Remember that, Father? They were from Donegal, don't you recall?
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and bless... Shut the fuck up, Edward! Just shut your fucking mouth!
The old man screamed at the praying priest, who felt a trickle of piss run down his leg.
I didn't do anything to that boy. I would never do such a thing. It wasn't me. I would never...
That's what you all say. I would never, could never. The Lord is my witness. Yada, yada.
Well, Father, it's me, John Deegan. I've come to give you a bit of the unholy terror that you left with me since 1958, when I was a first grader.
I'm going to do it slowly, so that I can enjoy it, and you'll remember it for eternity. Deegan paused for a long 10 seconds. Deegan slowly opened the compartment where he was kneeling just inches away from the pedophile priest.
Help! Someone help! For the love of God, please, someone help me!
The priest was screaming, but of course no one could hear him. Deegan slowly removed the block that he had wedged into the wooden confessional door, then turned the knob. The priest was now sobbing and begging for both help and forgiveness. Deegan laughed in the voice of a small boy as he opened the door.
Father Edward, remember you used to tell me? This is what God's love feels like.
Well, feel this, Father.